92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Many other countries are way ahead of us in the area of high-speed public transportation. Specifically, trains that can travel at speeds of 250 miles an hour or more are very common in other parts of the world. But here in the States, our railroad system continues to deteriorate. On a slightly different subject, when I was a kid growing up at my parents' house in Garden City on Long Island, every afternoon at about 3:45, one of the Concorde planes would fly over my parents' house, heading for JFK or LaGuardia. Concorde was limited to transoceanic flights because of the very loud boom noise it would make when it traveled at full speed. They were all taken out of service 20 years ago in October of 2003, but now NASA is developing a new, quiet, supersonic jet called the X-59, and they say it's the successor to the Concorde. The reason it's a big deal is because the X-59 will go twice as fast as Concorde. Now, Concorde's maximum speed was Mach 2, which doesn't mean anything to most people. That's about 1,534 miles per hour. So double that would be 3,068 miles per hour. You are flying at that kind of speed. That would reduce the travel time from New York to the UK to under 2 hours. I'll bet you never thought you'd see that in your lifetime.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.